Thanks, Steve. All right, next up, we're joined in the media center by our Mellow Yellow Series Funny Car winner, Sean Langdon. A first-time winner in Funny Car, but he is a Top Fuel World Champion, also a Super Comp World Champion in the Lucas Oil Series. Made the transition to Funny Car a couple years back and now breaks through for his first victory here at Z-Max Dragway. He also got his first victory in Top Fuel right here at Z-Max Dragway. 15 career wins, 16 runner-ups, crew chief by Nicky Bonifanti and Del Worsham, who has won both in Top Fuel and Funny Car here at Z-Max. And now, so have you, Sean. And
we got Caden up here too.
Caden, who is the star of any show that
this
happens.
Is my biggest supporter right here.
This supporter.
Dude right here, good day or bad day, it doesn't matter. And he keeps me honest too. And he watches the ETs, he watches the reaction times. He'll tell me if I need to pick up my reaction times. What'd you say I needed to run for the final? You said I had to go like a 394, I think you said, but we didn't do that, but we still got the win. So did we do good?
Yes.
All right, good.
Yes, there it is. Sean, you talked a little bit about the transition. Everybody knows you're an ace driver, and you've proven that over and over again with championship after championship, getting the opportunity in Top Fuel and certainly converting. But the transition to Funny Car was very challenging. You've been very open about it, how difficult they are to drive, how much you rely on JR to kind of help advance your learning curve. And even here today, you said, man, it took longer than you thought it was to get the win. But now you have gotten that win. Talk a little bit about the journey to this moment where now you're a Funny Car winner.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that I've gone through to get to this point. And it's been because the reason why I'm sitting right here is because of the people that I've been surrounded by. And I say that I surround myself with, but they're the ones that picked me to drive the car. And I've been so fortunate to have that opportunity to race for a legend like Connie Coletta. And I was telling the story the other day that I was up there in Richie's, in his lounge. We have a simulator up there. And I was up there working on my reaction times. And Connie, I mean, guy's a legend, right? I mean, he took time out of his day and he sat down on the couch next to me. And I kind of looked at him and I said, man, you doing all right? Yep. I'm just keeping an eye on you, though. I'm making sure you're hitting the tree good. So he sat there and he watched me, man, and he gave me a couple little pointers. And, it's just working with a guy like that. And then you have a guy like JR that's a teammate, a champion, very talented. Yeah, so I bounce ideas off of him all the time. And then working with, Nicky Bonifanti has been out here for years and worked with some of the greatest drivers out here. And then to bring Del Worsham in has been a big key factor. I mean, today I don't know if you guys saw my drifting job second round, but Dell said you can't do that for the final. So we sat down and we looked at the race pack in between and he said, I'm going to need you to, kind of tame down the steering a little bit, because he goes, it's a hot track, and if you do it like that, it's going to smoke the tires again. Just working with these guys, man, it's like just it's really elevated my game and as far as driving. And then the guys that we had to go through today is the talent that we had to second round and in the finals. I mean, it's the best of the class. So to get this win's very gratifying. I mean, I'm 0-69 in the final and I leave fourth. And it just shows how good these guys are and how hungry all these other guys are to get the win. But man, it's just there's not too many times that I sit in a race car and it's a lot of times I sit in there and I really focus on things that I need to do and my driving and just particular things about reaction time, getting your mind right. But it's like this time, there's so many things going on in my life right now. And it's just kind of like, I just kind of closed my eyes and I just said, man, one time, give me that one time right here. I need to use it. And I don't say that too often, but it worked.
20 championships up against you in the final round, John Force, Hagen, and Height. You do reference you had a lot going on in your life. Talk a little bit about your dad. You guys went through a tough moment, but then got good news. And this win is right on top of that good news. Just dealing with that, and now having this moment.
Yeah. It's tough. Family, It's like what Steve said, you go through the motions a lot of times. You come out here and you race and you kind of build up this wall of emotion, where you kind of become a little bit emotionless because you know that you're going to lose a lot more than you win, and you learn how to deal with it. And then you kind of get struck with things that we haven't, you know, me, I haven't really dealt with family-wise. I've, you know, a lot of people have been through it, but those are the people that really helped us get through the tough times. There's so many encouraging messages from fans that have been through similar situations that just offered, you know, words of encouragement and advice and different things. And I know so much of that, you know, motivated my dad to get through that. And, you know, I just tried to be there for, you know, as much as I could for him. But, you know, I told him, I said, I'm going to get you one. I was hoping to do it last race, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. So second race in, I'll take it. But, yeah, fortunately, he's healthy, man. He beat cancer, got a liver transplant, and, you know, he's doing good. I know I'm going to see him this week in between, so we'll be able to get him that trophy. And look at Caden, man. That smile is what says it all. You know, it's just it's family, and it's important.
Sean's dad is an excellent sportsman racer as well, talking about Chad Langdon. Let's open it up to members of the media. Name and affiliation questions for our funny car winner here at the NGK Spark Plugs 4Wide Nationals. So Burgess, an HRA National Dragster.
So the run in the final, you probably knew the car wasn't running as good as it had run in qualifying. Obviously can't see everybody in the other lanes. Did you have any idea where you were?
Everybody else? No, I had no idea. I hit the gas and I was, well, first of all, when I staged, and then I wasn't really sure what Force is going to do. Sometimes a little crapshoot, and he throws it in deep, and I look at it and I go, damn, Force is in deep. And then it's kind of like I'm looking at the tree, and I felt like I was mad when I left because I didn't feel like I got it good. And then it's going down there, and I'm still, you have so many emotions in your head when you're driving this, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, like, this thing's really not running well. But it just kind of just petering down there, and I'm actually glancing out to my left, and I'm thinking, well, damn, I don't see anybody. So, you know, obviously I leg it, and I go through the finish line, and then I see a blinking light. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I haven't seen that yet today. And I know I've been second twice, and it's been a solid light. So I'm like, well, damn, maybe I think we might have won. And I get on the radio, and I said, did we win? I got a flashing light. I don't know what that means, though. And I didn't hear nothing. So I'm like, okay, well, they're probably in the bottom of the mosh pit if we won. So they wouldn't radio anyways, or they're pissed off. But I come around the corner, and they pointed me to the good side. So at that point, I knew. So it was kind of – I had about 10 seconds to think, okay, cool. I just won, and then hop out of the car and then, you know, go through the process. But, yeah, just an awesome feeling, man. It's this is cool, man.
Next question. Media in the back.
Jeff Williams racing today.com. Congratulations. And Sean, did you talk with your dad earlier today? And if so, what advice did he give you, and what did you tell him?
I didn't talk to him earlier today. You know, my dad, I actually drove out here early, Wednesday and Thursday. And I drove over. He's up in Mebane right now, just outside of Duke. He went to Duke University to get his transplant. So he's pretty close up there. But I went up there, spent a couple days with them. We went for a couple walks, and we talked about a lot of different things. And, you know, he's pretty low-key with a lot of that stuff. He just kind of looked, you know, he just says, do what you do, man. You know, he doesn't really get, I guess, overly involved in giving advice per round or nothing like that. He just, you know, he's been around long enough, and I think he understands, you know, how the waves of drag racing goes. You got to take the good with the bad, and the bad with the good, and you got to understand the waves of the sport. So, but yeah, I'm sure. I know my phone's been buzzing. I'm sure he's tried to call. I need to call him soon.
Next question, Bobby Bennett, CompetitionPlus.com.
Did you wake up this morning thinking this will be the day that I win my first funny car race?
Yeah, I've thought that for 24 races last year, and then 5 this year. So, yeah, didn't go to plan for the first 29 or whatever it was. But, you know, it just shows how tough the sport is. And there's so many things that we went through, changes within the team, learning curves for me, crew chiefs, you know. But one thing, it's, you know, Steve Bryson's been there, and you know, he's been here for a little over 2 years, and he's tasted a little bit of the thrill of victory, and he's learned how to accept thrill of victory through other team members. He Yeah, so he hasn't experienced firsthand, but I know today he did. So I'm sure he's probably all jacked up right now. But earlier today, he come over and he said, man, we need a little bit of luck because we've had a good race car and we know it. Internally, we feel like we have a good race car. We just need some things to fall our way. We run into what we call a lot of these buzzsaw races where we'll get the quickest guy of the round and, you know, we'll maybe be third or fourth quick of the round. But he come to me today and he says, hey, we just need a little bit of luck. And he says, I got this thing. So he gave me this good luck Buddha. He said, wear it around your neck. And I said, well, there's a chance I might catch on fire, and I don't want it burnt in my chest, so I'll just put it in my pocket. So we got a little bit of good luck, and it worked.
The Buddha worked.
So I might have to figure out how to keep this in my pocket for the rest of the year.
How much does the Buddha weigh? That is the question I'm sure Dell and Nikki want to know about.
Well, they put me on this diet plan, so I don't think they're worried about the Buddha.
A couple of interesting stats, and we'll get to John Persita. 17th different driver in NHRA history to win at Top Fuel and Funny Car. The second driver in ZMAX Dragway history to win at Top Fuel and Funny Car. And the interesting note about that is the other driver to do it is your crew chief, Dale Worsham. Now, John Persita from Toyota.
Well, Sean, I know you grew up at the racetrack. How does it feel to join such a select group and being just one of 17 to win in both categories?
Yeah, I mean, it's humbling, I guess, when my name gets put next to those guys, because I grew up idolizing those guys, and I was this guy, you know, running around, grabbing everybody's autographs, and going back home and playing with Hot Wheels, and those are the drivers that I play with, and so I guess to have my name next to them, it's kind of one of those things that I don't really know how to take it, because it's like, I mean, I'm very happy that I'm here, but a lot of times I look at it and it's like, man, I don't know what I did to deserve that, but very, very humbling and very gracious to have my name alongside those guys. The way I just kind of do it, I don't really pay attention to a lot of that stuff, like the long-term stats. I guess I just do the best I can every single time, and they kind of fall where they fall, you know.
Sean Langdon is your Funny Car winner. Sean, does this mean there'll be a new episode of your podcast, Nomex Effect?
Oh, absolutely. And it, you know, we've been trying to do more, and that's just been solely on me because I've been out at, you know, obviously stuff with my dad, and I've been out at the Spring Fling doing bracket racing. So JR's been texting me every day, when do we do another one? When do we do another one? When do we do another
one? Now's a good time.
And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, man. I'll be back soon. But yeah, no, we'll do it. So what do you think? What do you think, Caden? What do you want to say to everybody?
Well, this was a great day for my uncle, and he was doing good, and I felt it when it was the final round that he was going to win it.
He did. He actually come up and he said, Uncle Sean, you're going to win the final. He did, right before.
Yeah.
Well, you say that a lot too, but I don't really know.
I told my mom that I felt it in my heart that he was going to win it.
Oh, man. He felt it in his heart that I was going to win it.
If you ever feel the lottery numbers come to you,
just wait till it gets up to about 700 million.
There it is.
Yeah.
He is your Funny Car champ here at the NGK Spark Plugs 4Y Nationals at ZMAX Dragway. Yeah, Sean Langdon. Sean, thank you very much.
All right, thank you guys.
Okay.